This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking on the scripture in Genesis where God said, the scripture says, God made two great lights. The lesser light was to rule the night, and the greater light was to rule the day. And we are the people of light, the greater light. God's people are people of righteousness. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, who will bring you the word of God, that he may enlighten you to those that have an ear to hear. Our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Elders, evangelists, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. God have opened up his door of utterance, and it is to all those that have an ear to hear. Before we get into the thought, and it's about the sure mercies of David. Choir, go back to Moses. Beautiful. Thank God. Everyone should go back to Moses. You really want to know who the Lord is. And not just think about a body that was nailed to a tree. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. This is God's Covenant Church, and we are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is called Word of God.
All right.
You may have heard that lyric in the song.
Yes.
That lyric came from the scripture.
Yes.
The Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And grace is mercy. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the sure mercies of David.
Yes.
And to understand the scripture, understand what God is saying. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So let's reason together. You can say, one may say that Jesus is my understanding. That is so true. Jesus is the Word. And if you don't keep the Word of God, which is the 10 precepts, you don't have Jesus in your heart. And if you can have Jesus in your heart, and have understanding of God's word without keeping it, you make this scripture a lie. And this scripture was inspired by Jesus,
yes,
by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now let's go to Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, 55:3. As I say, we're God's covenant church. God have a covenant with His people. So this is a true church. If you say you are the church of the firstborn, and if you've been born again, truly you are the church of the firstborn. Isn't that beautiful? Say, we're a church of God, and we're in Christ, and we're holiness. It's true. You are, if you are keeping God's commandments. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you can call yourself any name you want. But you won't be in God, and you're not in Christ. And if you're in Christ, you are a Jew. If you're in Christ, you are an Israelite. If you're in Christ, you have been circumcised. If you're in Christ, you are a holy nation. If you're in Christ, you are righteous. Isn't that beautiful? It's good to know that. And if you're in Christ, you keep the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You keep the Sabbath. And you live every day holy. Now, Isaiah 55:3. What does it say?
Incline your ear and come unto me.
So lean your ear towards the Word, toward God's anointed, because someone is bringing it. Incline your ear. Come unto me, what?
Hear, and your soul shall live.
Everybody cannot hear God's word. When he had that problem with the scribes and Pharisees, he says, now I know you Abraham's seed, but why is it you cannot understand my speech? Even because you can't hear my word.
All right.
So many times we bring the Ten Commandments to the people, and they can't hear it to do it.
Right.
Why? Because they've been programmed to feel the law was done away with. It's not. The Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill.
Yes.
He fulfilled the ceremonial law, the law of sacrifice, the remedy for sin, and did away with the Old Testament. The Old Testament is not the scriptures of the prophets or of old. It is a system that was a remedy for sin.
Yes.
Blood of bulls and heifers and goats,
right.
Calves, lambs. If you broke God's law, the divine law, his word, you needed a remedy for sin, a blood sacrifice,
yes.
Which was a substitute until he came as a lamb.
That's
and
right.
Died and
That's
did away,
right.
Not did away, but fulfilled that.
Yes.
Now we're free to go about and serve God, to love God, which means keep his commandments,
yes. Yes,
which is law.
Yes.
He commanded it. But these dumb preachers don't know that. And I call them dumb if your preacher's doing this.
Right.
Your preachers say you don't need to keep God's commandments or keep the law. He or she is dumb.
That's right.
And well, I didn't call them that. Isaiah did. He said they're all dumb dogs, loving to slumber, cannot bark, can't
right.
Awake the people to righteousness.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
That's what Isaiah said.
Right.
So if you want to get somebody, go get Isaiah. Try to climb yourself up to heaven and find, say, where's
all
Isaiah?
Right,
I'm going
right.
To get him. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
What does Isaiah say? Wherefore, incline your ear and come unto me here.
And your soul shall live.
If you just listen, your soul will hear. Your soul shall live. What?
And I will make an everlasting covenant.
Now listen to what God says. I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. What?
Even the sure
Even.
Mercies of David.
David had sure mercies because the mercies is in God's covenant.
Yes. Yes.
It's there. Let's go to Exodus 20.
All right.
That was a sure mercy. And it's sure for you and I today if we keep God's commandments. It haven't changed.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's a sure mercy.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
Sure mercies. Yeah. It's the mercies of David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David was assured mercy because he loved God's word,
yes.
Which means he loved God because
right.
God is the word.
Yes.
He loved God.
Yes.
Mercy was there for him.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
20 and 6 says what?
And showing mercy.
Showing mercy.
Unto thousands of them that love me.
What?
And keep my
Did
commandments.
Did not the Lord said, if you love me, if you love me,
right.
Keep my commandments.
He said, yes.
That's the love of God.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments. These churches don't have God's commandments to do them.
No, they don't.
If they have it, it's somewhere in the lower right-hand corner of a wall
right.
In some room somewhere called a golden rule.
Right.
And kids quote it.
That's right.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Showing mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Let's go to Psalms 111 and 7.
All right.
David had sure mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wasn't planning this. I'm going to do something now because I got mercy. He wasn't thinking that way, but he got caught up.
Yes, yes.
But because he really loved God,
yes.
Sure mercies were there.
Yes, yes.
It didn't mean that he didn't suffer what he had to go through to get back to God or to get
mm-hmm.
back in harmony with God. He didn't die, but he had to pay for what he did.
Right.
He said, let me fall into the hands of an angry God. He had sure mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because yes,
he loved God. Psalms 111 and 7, what does it say?
The works of his hands are verity.
They're true.
And judgment.
Works of God's hands are verity. They're
mm-hmm.
true.
Yes.
And what?
And judgment.
And judgment, what?
All his commandments.
All his commandments.
Are sure.
Are sure.
Yes.
Now, if it's sure, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou do labor, do all it. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. If that's not sure,
okay.
Then Sunday you're free to have as a day of rest.
Go ahead.
And you're free to have it right now if you choose to do that.
Right.
But I choose
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Go ahead.
I choose the Father.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I choose the day that God hallowed.
Yes.
The day God blessed. That's
yes.
the day I choose.
Yes.
Now the day you choose, some man made up.
That's right.
Some man said, you know what? He rose on the first day of the week. Don't understand math.
That's right.
And don't believe the scripture.
That's right.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Yes. They stand fast. Forever.
Wait a
and
minute.
Ever.
Now, if this stands fast forever, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, how many lords we got?
All right.
How many we got?
One Lord.
So he rose on Sunday and said, now, son, you pick one. Pick the first day of the day I rose. That ain't what this is saying here.
Yeah.
This is going to stand sure. So you're going to rest on the seventh day and the first?
Yeah.
No.
You can't get no work done like that.
No. That's right, Pastor.
Those that love God working on the first day, you somewhere sleeping and resting or thinking you in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And the spirit is not there.
Yes.
Lord is the Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. They stand fast forever.
Stand fast forever. It ain't going nowhere. All God's commandments are sure.
All right.
They stand fast forever.
Mm-hmm. And are done in truth.
And they're done in truth. That means they're done in the word.
All right.
Not something you make up. It is done in the word, because the word is truth.
Yes.
Thy word is truth.
Yes. Yes.
So the word stands forever in the word. Because if it ain't in the word, it's not the word.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And are done in truth and uprightness.
What?
He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his
Now wait
covenant.
A minute. So if God sent redemption, it stands today.
Yes.
The redemption was the one with the word to redeem.
Yes.
It came through Moses.
Moses.
And when the Lord came, he came just like Moses, yet with redemption, because he was redemption.
Yes.
He was the word.
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Made flesh.
Yes.
Read.
He hath commanded his covenant forever.
Wait a minute. Commanded forever. Who's doing it then?
Right.
Who's doing the covenant? He said, well, the law was done away with. Who's doing this one here?
Mm-hmm.
That's commanded forever.
Right.
So the Jews doing that. That's who we are.
Right.
When you've been born again, you're a new creature.
Oh, yes.
You are a Jew.
Yes.
That's right, Pastor.
Yes.
Smile.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
New creature.
All right.
Israelites.
All right.
Jews. Because
yes.
The covenant stands forever,
forever
for somebody to do it. That's God's
yes.
people. That's what it says it's for.
Yes.
Commanded his covenant forever. Holy what?
And reverend is his name.
What?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. It says, keep therefore and do them. It's your
wisdom
yes. and your understanding. Yeah. But to fear God, to do it, is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. A good understanding have all.
Is that the same
faith.
Thing?
Yes.
So I have a good understanding
mm-hmm.
of who God is, who the word is, what God is calling for
mm-hmm.
because of the scripture he inspired to write.
Yes.
Because of the fear and to do it.
Yes.
Good understanding.
Have
all
they that do his commandments.
Wait a minute. You think that don't apply today? I believe. He said, well, that was before he came on scene. Well, he sent his angel to say, I, Jesus,
right.
have sent my angel to testify
right.
these things
right.
in the churches.
Yes.
Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Blessed are they that do it.
Yes.
This was after he rose. And the spirit was, mm-hmm. he was caught up with John. John was caught up with the Lord in the spirit.
Yes.
He said, blessed are they that do his commandments. I've sent my angel to testify these
right.
things in the churches.
In the churches.
Yes.
Go to Psalms 112
yes.
and 1.
Beautiful.
Thank God. It'd be a wonderful thing if a few would tweet me and say that.
All right, Pastor.
Text me.
All right.
Call us. Say, that's beautiful.
All right, Pastor.
But if they don't, it's still beautiful.
It is. Still beautiful. Yes, it is.
What did you say? You don't skin off my nose.
All right,
if you don't, that's
yeah.
Moe's saying.
All right,
he said, something new is I like that saying. That's old as old.
Right.
But come on.
Yes,
right.
112 and 1, what does it say?
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord.
What?
That delighteth greatly in his commandments.
Delight greatly in his
mm-hmm.
commandments.
Yes.
Isaiah 55. Let's go there again.
Yes, 55.
Sure mercies mm-hmm. of David.
Yes.
Isaiah 55 and 3.
Incline your ear.
Now, incline your ear. Lean All here.
Right. All right.
What?
And come unto me. Hear, and your soul
Now, come
shall
unto
live.
The one that is bringing you the sure mercies of David. You cannot have the sure mercies of David without God's commandments. That's what mercy is.
That's right.
Yes, Pastor.
So, now we were saved by grace. You are, but if you don't have God's commandments, you never find that grace.
Right.
You just think you have something you've been heard about was given, but you ain't got it.
Yes, Pastor.
Because you don't have it unless you have the commandments.
Right.
It says showing mercy
mm-hmm.
unto thousands of them that love me, keep my commandments. Mercy is nothing but grace.
That's
Same
right.
thing.
That's right.
Read.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
So God is making an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not... Well, this is back then. This applies today. Because
yes,
if it don't tear out Isaiah, forget a chunk
right.
Isaiah.
Right.
These scriptures are forever
right.
with us now.
Yes.
If you have them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Even the sure mercies of
David. Even the sure mercies of David.
Yes.
Proverbs 3 and 5.
Beautiful.
This is not a complicated message. If you believe the scripture, it's very simple.
Yes.
What they say, only believe. They love to say that. Yeah. But when you bring the knowledge, it's hard for them to believe.
Yes, Pastor.
It is simple. Only believe what God is saying to the church. What does it say? 3 and 5, Proverbs.
Yes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Trust in the word, what it's saying here, and forget about these preachers talking about the first day. The law is done away with. What he's telling you, he's commanded his covenant forever.
Right.
What?
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
So incline your ear to the word. Say, I'm going to believe the word. And don't lean to your understanding, what you think things should be.
That's right, Pastor.
You'll never get it like that.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6. What does it say? Right. Read it again. Beautiful. 4 and 6. Beautiful. Keep therefore
and
do them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. So you don't lean to your understanding. You lean to the understanding of what God's word is saying.
Yes.
It's telling you, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding.
Yes.
So your understanding is what the word is saying.
Yes.
My understanding is the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, not the first day. That's
right.
My understanding. I lean towards what the word is saying.
Yes.
Me too.
I lean towards the word saying he's the Lord of the Sabbath day.
Yes.
I lean towards God hallowing and blessing the seventh day, not the first day.
That's right.
1 Corinthians 2 and 14, what does it say?
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
So we're not going to lean into our own understanding. Haven't been to church, or some have 35 years of research.
All right, Pastor.
And don't know God. And yes, now we've been studying this thing.
All right, Pastor.
If you don't believe one scripture, chunk the whole compilation, which is called the Bible.
Right.
Read.
Yes. For they are foolishness unto him.
So what he's bringing is foolishness. Don't he know that the Lord came and died for our sins?
All right, Pastor.
He did, but you just don't know the Lord.
That's right.
And although he died for our sins, the word is yet the word.
Yes.
Haven't changed.
Never will.
And it won't be done away with. The scripture says sin is a transgression of God's law. If you ain't got no law, you got no transgression.
All right. That's right.
How plain is that? If the law is done away with, then you have no transgressions, then you have nothing to say, Lord, forgive me for. So the law was done away with. That means no laws in the street, going out in front of the car. Walk, no laws, go into a market and say, I'm going to take these Twinkies, I'm going to take that, because ain't no law against it.
Right.
Anybody can, ain't no law. What you mean? We can steal, ain't stealing. Ain't no law saying don't steal.
Right.
Yeah, it's the law, right?
Yes.
Read.
Yes, neither can he know them.
You cannot know them if you haven't been born again.
That's right.
You cannot know them if you don't believe. You must obey God's word, and you can't know them. That's the beginning to know, I better do this.
Thank God.
Then the understanding comes.
Yes.
What?
Because they are spiritually discerned.
It's spiritual.
Yes.
The law is spiritual.
Yes.
And if you don't do it, you don't get spiritual. You stay carnal-minded. That's why so many stay carnal-minded, because they're not really doing it.
Right, Pastor.
Because they go home, and they go about and stay in their own way, and never get spiritual-minded.
Right.
That's why when you really have God's church, the shepherd ain't got to follow you home and watch you.
No.
Shepherd will have to monitor you. I got to monitor everybody's home, see what you're doing now. Peeping in your home in the middle of the night. What you wasn't homeless. I was watching you. You ain't got to do this. Many times, Carl Mann said, how do you know what they're doing?
By their fruits.
Yes. Scripture said, by their fruits you're going to know them.
Go ahead, sir.
Because if you act like a scribe, what you talking about? That means you ain't doing nothing. Because
right.
If you say, I'm keeping God's commandment, then you make the scripture lie. Because you're supposed to have wisdom and understanding.
Yes.
You don't understand because you ain't doing nothing. That's why you don't understand.
All right.
It's just that simple.
Yes.
I could care less what you say, how convincing you look. I believe the scripture above what you do.
Yes,
or your expressions.
Yes, Lord.
You don't have no understanding because your mind is gone because it ain't spiritual. That's what
right.
It is.
Yes, Lord.
How plain is that?
That's plain, Pastor. Yes.
Read.
But he that is spiritual judges all things.
That's what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, your preachers teach the people, can't nobody judge you. You make that scripture a lie then. You make that scripture a lie. Because someone that's spiritual judge all things. Yes. What?
Yet he himself.
Now, wait a minute. This is the same thing with you. You judge things too. Because if you're spiritual minded, you can see.
Yes.
And you can judge. Don't mean you got to go tell them. You have to bring the judgment on, but you can judge everything. That means you know you judge what not to do and what to do when you're spiritual minded.
Yes, Pastor.
When you're not spiritual minded, you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
You don't know when you're lying and when you're not lying. Mm-hmm. You don't know when you're deceiving or being deceived when you're not spiritual minded.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yes, Lord. Yet he himself is judged of no man.
How can you judge someone that's in a whole other world and you're in this world? How are you going to judge a Martian?
Definitely.
You on earth.
That's right.
How can you judge someone saved and you unsaved? How can you judge someone that's obeying when you're not obeying?
Right. Yes.
How can you judge someone that believes and you don't believe? How can you do that? But if I say, if you say, well, I believe just like you, now we can judge matters. That means we can reason together.
Right. Yes.
Now, is that plain?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. For who hath known the mind of the Lord?
That's a question. Who known the mind of the Lord? What?
That he may instruct him.
What?
But we have the mind of Christ.
Get upset with him because he said that? Paul said, I said the same thing.
Right.
Isn't that what we're supposed to have, the mind of Christ? Yes. Is that what we all strive for?
Yes.
Let this mind be in you. So you'll get a problem because I say, I got the mind. Yes. You'll get a problem because I say, I obey God. Yes. And you don't. Why are you judging me? Because you don't believe in living holy and keeping the Sabbath and having, you got all these gods before you. You don't even know you got a God, because when I tell you, you don't know it's a God. Because
right.
You ain't been born again.
Right. That's right.
You've been born again, but of corruptible seed. That's what the scripture says.
Right.
That beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
All right, let's go to the sixth. You read that. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 3 again.
Go ahead,
the sure beautiful. Mercies. David had it.
All right.
Because David loved God's commandments.
Yes.
He panted after his commandments. That's all he talked about. So guess what David was talking about all the time? He loved the word.
All right.
And the word is God.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
55 and 1, read that. No.
Ho.
55 and 3, read it again.
Yes. Incline your ear.
Incline your ear.
And come unto me.
Yes.
Hear, and your soul shall live.
What?
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
What?
Even the sure mercy.
You know where
I'm
going. How can you hear without the preacher?
All right, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Romans 10:14. Right, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Say, hearing your soul shall live. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm tuning you out, Pastor boy.
Mm.
If you don't hear, your soul ain't going to live.
All right.
See, you know what? I just don't see that. The Lord said, well, you know what? Why is it you can't understand? Even because you cannot hear my word.
Right.
But I know one day when God was calling me and drawing me, I said, you know, I can hear this. I can see this. That sounds right to me.
Yes.
I heard what the word was saying. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yeah.
What does it say? 10:14.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not
heard? Now, how are you going to call on God and you really haven't heard about him? Because he said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me.
That's right.
How are you going to believe in him in whom you have not heard?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
How shall they hear without a preacher?
I got a preacher, Pastor. We got preachers. But are they preaching God's word?
Right.
Because he that is sent from God speaketh the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm speaking. Those right. are the words God spake.
Yes.
And they stand fast
all right.
forever.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Ephesians 4:11.
All right.
So, we got preachers. We have a matter of fact, we have a preacher coming every week from somewhere in the South. When I'm coming. And we fix chicken for them and hot dogs and pork rinds and we kill a fat pig. And even, you know what? One look like a pig. Fine. You don't have to look like that.
All right.
Just because you're a preacher, you don't have to be
all right,
Zumgabi.
Zumgabi.
Come on. That's just out of control.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.